Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Tony. I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Amelia, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fahim, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid, and you guessed it, Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books. Books we love, books we super, super love, books we love even more.
Books we super, duper, duper love, books we love so much we hate.
All that good stuff.
Last week on Bound by Books,
dun, dun, dun.
Ingrid and Antonia came to join the crew for a special time.
Yay.
Talking
Yay.
About The Old Man and the Sea, Bukowski, Lumberjanes, The Season of Styx Malone, and Mushroom Fan Club.
Yeah.
This week, we don't know yet.
But we did. At the end of last show, Fahim stopped by and told us about his most recent read, Old Man and the Sea.
Which
is a popular topic of conversation
yeah,
at Bound
really,
by Books.
That's one way to fire up a good conversation at Bound by Books. Just come on down and be like, hey, Old Man and the Sea. And some of us will be like, and some of us will be like, ah.
Yeah, we all had a lot of stuff to say about it.
And we didn't have much time.
Yeah.
We had about 1 minute to talk about that. So we're going to talk a little bit more about Old Man and the Sea. I'm actually the only one in the room that has not read Old Man and
the Sea. The librarian?
I know.
It's so short. You have no excuses.
Well, my excuse is that I've only met one person in my entire lifetime who enjoys the book, and that person is in the studio right now. So why don't you tell me and our listeners why we should read Old Man and the Sea if we have not been forced to do so yet?
Okay, because it is really short, so you have no excuses. But also, it's amazing. I'm not a huge fan of Hemingway overall. I tried to read his other stuff, and it was boring, which is also what most people think about Old Man of the Sea. I get it. But it draws out. It has an amazing story structure. It's super, super boring for the whole entire book. You're like, oh my gosh, this just keeps going. He's like fighting this fish. He's trying to do it. And you're like waiting and waiting for something to happen. And you read all this stuff. And then you get to the end and it's like so insane. And needless to say, there's a huge disappointment and it's crazy. And you're like, oh my God, you just made me read all of that for this, but I'm not going to spoil it for you because you have to read it. And I was heartbroken because I was like, he tried so hard. He really wanted to get his fish. And he even got, like, okay, I'm not going to spoil
so
it. He really, he was struggling.
And in the end, it didn't even matter.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, it was emotionally very, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
Antonia went on that journey.
Yeah.
I have to admit, when that book was assigned to my class to read, I did not read it.
So I'm not the only one that hasn't read it.
Yeah, I think I read like 50 pages of it, but no, I really, really just, I don't know what I did for that assignment, but I don't remember reading that book at all. Like, I remember the first like 50 pages maybe.
Yeah, if you didn't get to the end, you're missing the whole, like...
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I was also, like, pre-realization that I really liked books and that I wanted to read more classics, but maybe I'll give it another try now.
So what about you, Amelia? What was your experience reading Old Man and the Sea?
I, like, literally, after the first 50 pages, I calculated the amount of days I had until I had to have it done, divide the amount of pages so I could do... just read the least amount of pages per day. It was really, I did not like it. And there were so many random parts about him dreaming about lions that I didn't understand. Oh. And it was very strange and it was very boring.
I forgot about the lions.
What's the symbolism behind the lions, Antonia?
Dude, I don't know. I read this in like ninth grade.
Right?
But I remember that I was into it. I think I figured it out.
Yeah, no, I remember you being into it too. I also remember you really being into that. What's the book we read about Buddha in Miss Bender's class? Siddhartha?
Siddhartha!
Yeah, you were so
you
into
guys,
that.
You guys, Hermann Hesse is so good. I've read so much more Hermann Hesse thanks to Miss Bender. He's amazing.
She's pregnant.
That's all.
Congrats.
Congrats, Miss Bender. We love you.
Miss Bender's awesome. She's like one of my favorite history teachers.
Did you guys read Siddhartha also?
No, we didn't. What class were you in when you read it? We may have.
Were you in advanced when you read it?
I was in. Oh wait.
Tony.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. She might have changed up her curriculum because I know I was the first class she taught when coming to Hudson High, and we were very rowdy. And she might have changed up her curriculum just because nobody did anything.
I was in AP World History when I was in her class. Mm. Like, part one.
Yeah.
Then the sequel came next year.
With Cook.
Mr. Cookerstein, yeah.
Siddhartha's also really short.
No excuses.
Okay, but it's not short for like a 13, 14-year-old.
Does anyone...
Have you seen how long Harry Potter is?
that's a fair... That is a
burn!
Does anyone remember the book Touching Spirit Bear that we had to read like when in middle school, or was that only me?
No.
I've heard of that
I
book.
Remember it. It was very weird also. I don't remember what teacher I had. I just remember reading it.
The only reason I've heard of that book is because it is assigned in schools a lot, and it is written by someone who's not a Native American, and there are some people in the world of Native American literature who have expressed concern about the book, and especially the fact that it is assigned so frequently in schools. So it's for some kids, it's like the only Native American characters. And I think it's even about like,
I didn't even know it was about
Native
Americans.
Kid that like goes to a camp where they study stuff.
This boy like beats up another boy, and as punishment, he goes to this island by himself and just has to live there and ends up getting mauled by a bear. But then he goes back and he gets better, and that's all I remember. That is all I remember about that book.
Maybe it's because it's about spirit animals.
Yeah. It isn't though. It's about animals, but the bear is real. The bear is like it's just a white like albino bear, I think, and I don't remember anything else. But I'm very confident that it was not about spirit animals, because that's what I thought it was about, and was sorely disappointed throughout the entire book that no ghost animals were appearing. But we never talked about the fact that it was about Native American literature. We just talked about weird symbolism and this boy. But it was a long time ago, so I'm not sure.
So since we're talking about books you've read in school and either hated or loved, what is a book that you've read in school that has been memorable, whether you loved it or hated it?
Fried Green Tomatoes.
Yes!
What did you think of Fried Green Tomatoes?
I just like that book because one of the main characters' names was Iggy, which kind of sounds like Iggy, which is my nickname, and she was gay. So that was my awakening.
Her and Ruth are so cute. They are.
I was like, wow, I could be that. And then I was like, wow, maybe. Okay.
That book is long, so you do have excuses, but it's also really good. So.
It was very good. And throughout the entire book, for like weeks on end while we were reading that book, I was just craving like country food. It's because of that book.
If I remember correctly, they have recipes in the book
could
make your
Especially
own fried green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes.
Ooh, I need to get the book
now. I never made
them
though.
There was a lot of talk of like someone making it for our class at the end of the year and never happened. I was disappointed.
Sounds like high school.
Yeah.
How about you, Fahim? What was a book that has been memorable that you've read in school, whether good or bad?
Well, I don't have any. It's going to be Fried Green Tomatoes because that's what we're going to read next in our class. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I change the topic a little?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, so sure. In my social studies class, Mrs. Bender's baby is a boy. So we're naming it
Spoiler alert. Just kidding.
So we're naming him Airbender.
Airbender.
But I was gonna
the first Airbender.
I was going to say you should like name him after a really prominent like historical figure. That would be like interesting. I don't know who. Someone.
She should name her kid Air, Water, Fire, Earth.
Yeah, come on, Miss Bender, what the heck?
Then he'll be a bender, or at least his middle name. Like, it could be, like, Luis Earthbender.
You want her to name her kid after your mom?
My mom's name is Luisa.
Anyways.
Shout out to Luisa, though. You're the best mom.
I think my mom told me this. My little cousin, Logan, is named after Wolverine. So I think that's cool. And, like, that, like, got us on a discussion of, like, if we all followed that logic and named our children after our favorite fictional characters, what would, like, they be named?
Wow. Well, My first child's name's going to be Ramona, so.
Ooh.
Do y'all get that one?
I'd probably get Ferdinand.
Books we read in school. I don't know. It's been a while. Yeah. I've read a lot lately, but not that much for school. I mean, and y'all just brought up all the good ones from high school, so I can't believe the curriculum is still exactly the same. That's crazy.
What about Flowers for Algernon?
That was a good one.
But she didn't even assign the whole thing.
No, she didn't. And it really pissed me annoying. Off because I still think about that book to this day. Like, I have mice now. So, like, it's more, like, it's more important. Yeah, they're the sweetest little animals I've ever met in my life. Nothing makes me happier than taking care of these two little girl mice. But, like, I think about Flowers for Algernon so much. And maybe I should just pick it up as a full book because we never really finished reading it in class. And I never feel, like, I've just grown a lot since then. I feel like I need to reread that and, like, get closure from that, kind of. Because I think about it all the time. But it's not, like, a full thought because we didn't get to read the full thing.
We read Romeo and Juliet in that grade, too. It was, like, it was so much worse than you think. It was so much worse because she wouldn't let us read it. She put on our recording, and I swear, the recording was just as monotone as it would have been if she just let us have parts. It was so bad, but I like, much like Great Gatsby, I like the movie with Leo and DiCaprio in it. I like the movie. I just love the modern setting and having them all still speaking in Shakespearean like language. I absolutely love that movie. It's just so fun.
I like the Bollywood version.
There's a Bollywood version of Romeo and Juliet.
It's very good. Highly suggested. You can borrow it at your library.
Ooh.
I used to really love Shakespeare back in high school. Mm-hmm. But I still have plenty to read if I ever want to dive in again.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
I think I'm reading Hamlet this year, because I read Othello last year.
Yes, Hamlet. I always have to take a moment and pause and remember which is Hamlet and which is Macbeth, because they're both one name movies about a dude. Plays. Mm-hmm. But I know the difference. Hamlet's great. Macbeth is great.
You know what else is great?
What?
Omelets.
Omelets are delicious. Me and my friend have talked about like opening a restaurant where like everything in it is themed after like classic literature.
I love that idea.
And like all the dishes are named after classic literature. This started when we read Oedipus and were given an assignment to make a like advertisement based off like Greek stuff and mythology. And I was like, Mackenzie, we need to make like a brochure for a restaurant. And we did all that stuff like. It was so much fun. We looked up like the actual Greek stuff on Google Translate.
Was that class?
Yes, it was. And at first we were gonna like Google Translate it and write it all in Greek, but then we decided no, we shouldn't do that.
That's a lot of.
I'm just starting to think of all the foods you could serve at your restaurant.
That really gives me Percy Jackson feels.
I know there was a pomegranate thing, just like as a reference to like the pomegranates of the underworld.
Don't eat pomegranates in bed while you're sick. You'll get pomegranate seeds all over your sheets.
I've never eaten pomegranates. I want
delicious.
To,
so good.
Mm-hmm. I need to try pomegranates. The closest I've ever come was like making this like fruity soda in kindergarten, in like maybe first grade or kindergarten, and it wasn't even a soda. It wasn't carbonated. So we just mixed cranberry and pomegranate juice and called it a soda. I don't know what that what the point of that assignment was. But I remember it really vividly.
Cool. Well, we have a little bit of time left. I'm wondering what you all have in like lined up for your next read, or what you're excited to read that maybe you didn't get to this past year.
I'm excited to read Requiem for a Dream. I know I said I don't like Bukowski, but it's not by Bukowski. It's by Herbert Selby. But their writing styles are kind of, in some ways, kind of similar, you know, like sex, drugs, New York City, whatever, that kind of like I forget the time period, but like earlier in the 19, that part of the, yeah, okay. But I saw the movie and I liked it, and I read Last Exit to Brooklyn, which I really liked, so I've been meaning to read Requiem for a while, so hopefully this is the year that I will get to reading that.
I'm excited to read A Little Life by somebody. and I, it's a big book. I came into the library the other day to try and pick it up, and y'all didn't have it. Who is it by? It's by Hanya Yanagihara. It was recommended to a friend, or by a friend of mine. And last week on the show, I talked about A Lover's Discourse. So pretty much, I went on one date with this guy, and it went really well. And so I sent that to him in the mail. And I was trying to decide if that was too forward or not, but he took it really well.
That's awesome.
And so this was the one he recommended to me, but he didn't have it to send to me. So. But it looks really great. In addition to all my classics this year, I really enjoyed reading more books by like women and people of color, even if that does mean reading more recent books. But there's really good stuff like Zadie Smith and Toni Morrison and all those awesome people.
All that good stuff.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Like, for, like, a whole 6 months now, I've been saying, I'm going to read Splendors and Glooms next, but it just keeps getting pressed further back, because now I have all these, and Wings of Fire tends to take first priority, unless, like, a new Young Elites book comes out miraculously, otherwise I'm going to lose my mind. That's immediately what I'm going to read, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I have too many books on my to-read list. But I was kind of looking at what I read this year and I read a lot of picture books. So that's the majority of my reading. This past year, I read a lot of nonfiction, which was exciting for me because I feel like there have been years when I haven't read any nonfiction or maybe read like one memoir. So reading a lot of adult nonfiction was pretty fun this year. I was in a nonfiction book club, which helped with that, but I also read some on my own. So I'd like to keep doing that. I also want to read more adult fiction, and I want to read more middle grade fiction, because there's a lot of middle grade books that I've been hearing great things about and just not getting around to. Books like, I just recently have been reading The Seasons of Styx Malone, which I talked about on the last show, which is really fun. And it's a really quick read because it's got the world's shortest chapters, which I love. But yeah, so I have to figure out how to read more of all of that while also continuing to read all the comics and picture books that I want. So, good challenge for the coming year. Fun times. So we have a little bit of time left. What does everyone want to talk about? We could talk about book-related media that we've seen. I've seen a couple recently. Has anyone seen Dumplin'?
I got
on Netflix. That's a fun one. It's based on a book by Julie Murphy. It's about a southern gal who's a self-proclaimed fat girl whose mother runs a beauty pageant, and she's recently lost her aunt, who she had a very strong connection to, and one of the things they bonded over was their love of Dolly Parton. And she finds out that her aunt had at one point wanted to enter the beauty pageant but didn't, and so she decides to enter the beauty pageant and do it her way. And it's really fun, and it has a lot of great Dolly Parton music, which is always good. That's a Netflix movie. Whoop, whoop. There's also a new show on Netflix that is not based on a book, but is sort of based on a book.
Is that The Haunting of Hill House?
No, but I read that this past year, too, and watched the show.
The show is really good.
They're very different from each other.
Yes, they are.
But also, really, both are very good. Both the book by Shirley Jackson and the show, which is completely different, but has some similarities. But there's a new show. It's a Black Mirror movie called
Bandersnatch. I'm gonna watch that today.
And so the reason I say it's sort of based on a book is that in the show it's based on a book that's a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
And the movie itself is a choose your own adventure, so that's always fun. Anyways, thanks everybody for listening. We're out of time, but hope everyone has a good week and reads lots of great books.
Bye guys.
Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye.